Good morning, I'm Lance Tormey. It's Tuesday. Here's what's happening. Two sheriff's deputies in Washington State encountered a convicted felon released on bond less than 8 hours before he gunned down four police officers in Pierce County, but a warrant check came up empty, leaving the man free to commit the killings. Those details were reported by the Seattle Times yesterday after more than 2,000 pages of law enforcement documents were released pursuant to an order from the state Supreme Court. The documents show that after midnight on November 29, 2009, two Pierce County deputies came across Maurice Clemens while on routine patrol and ran a warrants check. None turned up, even though Clemens had failed to report to his community corrections officer and cut off a bail bond company's monitoring bracelet. The son of a Washington State man who was found wandering, confused, and shoeless in the rain in a hospital gown says his father had been given a cab voucher at a Seattle hospital after undergoing medical tests. James Abston Jr. tells the Seattle Times that his father, James Sr., had been taken to the University of Washington Medical Center by cabulance from a Puyallup nursing home 30 miles to the south, but wasn't returned there. A UW hospital spokeswoman says the hospital is investigating last Thursday night's incident. The younger man says the 58-year-old father has a tumor around his optic nerve that has required four brain surgeries. The son is grateful to two good Samaritans who were able to determine where the older man lived and then drove him home. It's election day 2011 in Yakima County. Ballots due at 8 o'clock tonight in the auditor's office. Voters in Yakima weighing in on that change of city government from a council manager form to a strong mayor form of government. People in East Valley, Sela, and Wapato voting on school bond issues. State troopers in Yakima cracking down on aggressive drivers. You know, they say that aggressive driving usually starts with tailgating. Troopers say beware. Hey, the Better Business Bureau is saying beware. Beware of a bunch of scams surrounding the upcoming Valentine's holiday. We'll get you details at noon. That's what's happening. I'm Lance Tormey.